In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, who is Lord of all, in his precious name, amen. I'd like for you to take your Bibles, if you will, please, and turn to our text, the one that Pastor read for us a moment ago from 2 Corinthians chapter 8, selected verses. You see verses 1 through 9, and then verses 13 through 15. The title of tonight's message, the theme of our worship, is Joyful Christian Living and Christian Giving. Our text from 2 Corinthians was written by the Apostle Paul. As Paul wrote the text, he wrote to the Christians in Corinth. And as he wrote to them reminding them of the generosity of the Lord Jesus Christ. Reminding them of God's great generosity, that God gives us everything we have, and that God calls us, like he is to us, to be generous to those who are also in need. Apparently, about a year before our text was written, word had gotten out by Paul that the folks in Jerusalem were suffering greatly. And so, about a year later, Paul writes again to the Corinthian Christians, reminding them not to lag in the giving of the gifts that he'd called them to give to the folks in Jerusalem. You see, where Paul was going, where he was traveling, he was reminding folks of the problems, the difficulties that the brothers and sisters, the Christians in Jerusalem, were suffering. We don't know exactly what it was, but we have clues from 1 Corinthians, here in 2 Corinthians, from the book of Acts, and from the book of Romans. We have clues that the people in Jerusalem were suffering greatly, partly natural disasters. There was famine, and the people were hungry. They needed food and clothing. They needed shelter, and they needed help. But we also know that the Christians in Jerusalem were persecuted. At that day and time, it was difficult for people to be followers of Jesus because they were openly persecuted by the Jews and by the Greeks. So they were in need. And for that reason, Paul reminded the Christians all over the world, wherever he was going, that they should care for those who were in need. Here's a bit of a map that shows you where Paul had been traveling. And if I can, let me show you where Corinth is. Here's Corinth, the city of Corinth, and then down here is Jerusalem in the lower right-hand corner of our map. He was traveling to Macedonia, to Achaia, which is modern-day Greece, to Asia, which is this part of Turkey, and then Galatia, which is this part of Turkey. As he traveled all in those areas, he reminded that those who were brothers and sisters in Christ to care for those in Jerusalem who were in need. And as that came, he came to those who were in Corinth, this letter did, and said to them, you started out well, you recognized the need of God's people, and you began giving, but you know, as time goes along, we get to be forgetful. And Paul needed to remind the Corinthian Christians to urge them, to encourage them, to do what they had started so well. And what he does in our text to remind the Corinthians is he talks about the Macedonians. See the area way up to the left again, the left corner? He said the folks in Macedonia, they gave wonderfully. As a matter of fact, they were in poverty. Our text tells us they had many trials. They were in difficult circumstances. And in the midst of their difficulty, the grace of God came to them. God's grace helped them to overcome trials and difficulties and their own extreme poverty so that they gave. They gave joyfully and they gave richly. I thought, how could I picture that? And for me at least, this kind of a mathematical equation came to mind. The people in Macedonia, they had great trial and poverty, but that was divided by the grace of God, which equaled the joy of the Macedonian Christians plus their generous giving. They gave with rich generosity. It was amazing how the folks in Macedonia gave. What our text tells us is that they gave what they could. Do you ever hear people talking that way? Well, I gave what I could. And when I hear that, I begin to wonder, did you really? And maybe it's true, but what we find out about the Macedonians is they gave not only what they could, Paul said they gave even more than they could give. It reminds me of a young boy in the first parish I served. That young boy was a generous boy, and I know there were times that he gave. And when he gave, I saw what he gave, and I questioned, are you sure you want to do that? Are you sure you can do that? And joyfully he said, yes, I want to be able to give. And that young boy is now a young man, and he still gives generously. Not just what he can, but he gives abundantly. You might even say gives recklessly. And that's the way it was with the Macedonian Christians. They gave what they could, but more than that, they gave recklessly. And they gave not under compulsion. No one commanded them. No one said they must. But they gave because they wanted to. And as I mentioned to the children a moment ago, not only did they give what they could, give above what they could, give willingly and generously, but when they gave, they pleaded to give. Please, Paul, please, take this gift. We want to give. We desire to give. And the answer, the reason for all of that, is the grace of God. They didn't do it by themselves, by their own will, but it's God's work in them. And God's work in them caused them to joyfully give themselves to the Lord. That's what Paul says. We were surprised how they gave. They gave them first themselves, first to the Lord, and then they gave themselves in love and earnestness to Paul, and then they gave themselves to this ministry, to the offering, to the gift for others who were in need. They gave wonderfully and recklessly. You know, it reminds me a little bit of the song Hokey Pokey. And I asked Kent just quickly before the service, I said, could you play Hokey Pokey for me at this part of the sermon? He said, no, Pastor, I can't. All right, well, that was the idea. You know the silly song, you put your left arm in and you put your left arm out, your right arm in, you put your right foot, your left foot, and then what is it? You put your head and you put your waist and your hip and all that, and finally you put your whole self in and your whole self out. And I thought about the Macedonian Christians. And the encouragement Paul was giving to the Corinthian Christians, put your whole self in. I thought also of the gambler. A gambler at the table, when he or she is convinced that they have all the best cards, what do? They put it all in. They give themselves over completely. And that's what Paul said the Macedonians did. And that's what he was trying to say to the Corinthians. And you know what? That's what God is saying to us, too. God has given you and me so very much. Now, we may think we have little, but we have so much. And the point is, whatever we have enough to share, don't we? And that's what God is calling us to do. To share, to give, to live joyfully and generously for Jesus' sake and for the sake of others who are in need. What Paul said to those in Corinth is that you've excelled in all sorts of things. You've excelled in faith. You've excelled in speech. You've excelled in your knowledge. You've excelled in earnestness and in love toward me. Don't shrink back in what God is calling you to do, and that's to excel in your giving also. I know some Christian workers in particular who would say, well, you know, I give so much of my time and my effort and everything else. Do I need to give my money too? What do you think Paul would say? The answer is yes. God says to the Corinthians, just like the Macedonians did, give, excel in everything, in speech, in faith, in knowledge, in earnestness, in love, and in your giving. Put it all in for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, there was a woman who did just exactly that. Our text is 2 Corinthians chapter 8, but do you remember in Mark chapter 12 and in Luke chapter 21, there was another woman of great faith, and she put it all in. It was that woman who had only the two small copper coins. Jesus was watching in the temple, and he saw as people gave, some gave large amounts, and finally a woman with only the two coins came, and she put them in. And Jesus turned and said to his disciples, I tell you the truth, this woman gave more than all the rest, for they gave out of their abundance, she gave everything she had. She excelled by the grace of God in giving. That's what God calls us to do, to put it all in for the sake of our Lord Jesus Christ. And what Paul tells us in our text is that's exactly what Jesus did. Though he was in heaven with the Father before creation, and all things were his, all glory and honor and power, the wealth of everything, though he created everything, he gave it all up. What does Paul say in Philippians chapter 2? He emptied himself, taking the form of the servant, and he died, yes, even death on a cross, for you and for me. In his wealth, he took our poverty, and in our poverty, he gives us the gift of forgiveness, the gift of faith, the gift of eternal life, the gift of heaven itself. In his poverty, we have the wealth of all. God gives us generously and abundantly. But we want to shrink back and we say, Lord, I have so many trials. There are so many difficulties. What difficulties are roadblocks for you? Maybe it's vocational concerns. Perhaps it's financial concerns. Maybe for you it's health or physical concerns. Maybe for others, it's relational concerns and the distance between people. And maybe it's worries and emotional concerns. Some of our trials, some of our shortcomings, some of those roadblocks may cause us to think we can't excel, we can't give. But God calls us to do just that. You see, the Macedonians, they saw their glass as not half empty, but as half full. And as the Macedonians gave, they didn't give from what they didn't have, but they did give from what they did have. So how about you and me? What keeps us from giving and from living the way the Lord calls us to? Do we see our glasses half full, and on that basis we don't give, we don't live, we don't help as we might? Or do we, on the other hand, see the blessings that God gives and joyfully and generously give and live in a way that serves our Lord Jesus Christ? Like Paul told the Corinthians, I'm telling you tonight, I'm not ordering you, I'm not in your face about this. But I want you to know the joy of God, the grace of God. Whatever it is that inhibits you from giving and living generously and joyfully, the Lord Jesus Christ wants you to know his love, his forgiveness, and the joy that comes by putting it all in, giving it all over to our Lord Jesus Christ. The story is told about a little boy who came one day to his dad. He said, Daddy, I need some money. And Dad said, well, what do you need it for? The little boy said, I can't tell you. Well, what do you want? I need some money. Well, how are you going to use it? I can't tell you, Dad. It's a secret. Well, Dad trusted the little boy enough to give him at least a few dollars. And then sometime later, whether it was for Father's Day or Dad's birthday, this same little boy came joyfully to Dad and said, "Daddy, look what I bought for you." The funny thing is, it all belonged to the father in the first place, didn't it? But the father, out of his love and trust for his child, gave the child what he needed and what he asked. And then out of response, out of love, that child gave back to the father who owned it all already. That's the Macedonians. That's the call to the Corinthians, and that's the call to you and me. That we would give what we can, and that we would give above that, more than what we can. That we would do so not under compulsion, but out of love for God. And as we give ourselves first to the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us. And then we give ourselves to the ministry of the gospel, and we give ourselves to the ministry of those who are in need around us. When we do, we can know what it means to be joyful and generous givers and those who live joyfully, giving ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. I chose this image of someone giving blood because of Pastor's announcement this week of those who are needed to give. And it's just another example of how we give ourselves for those who are in need. And as we do so, we become joyful Christian givers and those who live to the Lord Jesus Christ. Paul told the Corinthians this, and I tell you this tonight, because I don't want you, and Paul didn't want the Corinthians, to miss out on the joy which could be yours, the joy which was theirs, when they gave themselves to Jesus, when they gave themselves to the Apostle Paul, and when they gave themselves to the need of those who are around them. May God bless you and me as joyful and generous Christian givers and those who live for our Lord Jesus Christ. For Jesus' sake, let it be so. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Jesus, who gave everything for you. Amen.